When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Time now to do some fantasy football with our guy Joe Bartel, RotoWire fantasy expert. Follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports, and you can catch Joe Bartel on Sirius XM as well. Correct, Joe?
Yeah, it's correct. Tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, Channel 87, we'll do all the game previews. Hopefully, get everyone set for the start of the playoffs, a lot of folks.
All right, let's talk about where we at or where we're at here with the fantasy season. We're in the playoffs now for most teams at this point. So now is the time to play it more conservative, or do you take bigger swings when we get to the playoffs?
Well, I think it's a great question in relation to last night's game. For example, I'm in 7 different playoff leagues. This week, I had a lot of Brock Purdy, a lot of Juwan Jennings. When you're looking at completely behind the eight ball, I think it's worth saying I'll take some more risks. Now, I think it's position by position and player by player. For example, with Kenneth Walker doubtful in the Packers-Seahawks matchup, I think Zach Charbonnet, regardless, was a good play. But there's an upside scenario. I'd rather have him over a Bucky Irving if Bucky Irving ends up playing for the Buccaneers. Like, you could go down the line with these certain situations. But overall, yeah, I think there are you want to play conservative to a point. I made the case in the RotoWire Fantasy Football podcast Tuesday, discussing a waiver wire show, that I want as many golden ticket running backs as possible. What I mean by that, it's the Trey Bensons, the Blake Corums, the Cam Akers of the world, the guys that if the starter were to get injured, you're immediately getting at least a running back that's getting 12-plus carries. It isn't even so much you're going to play them, but you're removing them from the pool, the equation of factors of this. And in the event you lose, it's not like you drop all your players. You're taking it away from everybody else, too. So as somebody likes to be bitter a lot about these things, if I lose a fantasy matchup, that I can make sure my other league mates don't get to benefit with those golden ticket running backs. I think it's a 2-for-1 swing, and it's effectively what I want to do on the bench. So that's not conservative. That's not necessarily being aggressive per se, but I think there is specific strategy that's due in the playoffs that you wouldn't really have in the regular season.
I'll tell you what sucks. What sucks is when you have Cooper Kupp in your playoff matchup and he doesn't do a darn thing, not even a catch last night.
Yeah, we called that a Jaden Reed from last week, who definitely cost me a few times from a fantasy perspective, too. It's really tough. I played Brock Purdy in a few spots, and in hindsight, it's like, well, Joe, what were you thinking? Obviously, there's going to be rain. But Vegas believed this game was going to be high scoring, too. The over-under was set up 48. You think about that, 18 points were scored in total, and Vegas thought it would be a 48 over. So it's certainly frustrating. And again, I'm fine in the scenario in which you're playing Cooper Kupp. You played Brock Purdy. You played Juwan Jennings, just 2 catches on 9 targets. And you feel like you have to chase. That's fine, because the difference – what I think of this year's playoffs is going to be is that everyone's effectively even. Maybe you have some Saquons or Josh Allen's that are really setting it up. But across the board, in my 7 different playoff leagues, I think the rosters and projection totals are pretty close. So if somebody is giving you a 15-point-nothing burger or something like that, you do need to kind of chase things a little bit.
Talking with Joe Bartel, RotoWire fantasy expert. If you have questions for Joe for fantasy football, Nicolay Law, Fan Talk and Text Line, 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. Dave in Cudahy, you're on with Joe Bartel here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. What's up, Dave?
Hello, gentlemen. I got two questions for you. I need some help. First, I need two wide receivers, PPR. I got Addison, London, Cooper, Hopkins, and Reed. And then also, I got a defense between the Chargers or the Cowboys. Thank you.
I think the receivers, the first two, so London and Addison, we can go back to that Bears-Vikings game from a couple weeks ago where the Bears seemed to concentrate on Justin Jefferson, left Jordan Addison, really to start this run. I think over the past month, he's now wide receiver 4 in fantasy. It's obviously based off some big games, and I don't think the Bears will just completely punt on letting Jordan Addison go one-on-one. I don't think he can right now with the hot streak, but it is a hot streak, and it is the Bears. This is theoretically no conditions involved, too, because in Minnesota, I think you have to have Addison the way he's playing. The other one, for me at least, is Drake London. You could talk about DeAndre Hopkins. I guess there's going to be a lot of weather involved in that Chiefs-Browns game. And it's I don't know what to make of the Jaden Reed thing. It's the week of the squeaky wheel getting the grease. We've got Deebo Samuel complaining. He got plenty of targets. He absolutely fumbled the bag with those targets last night. And I would assume A.J. Brown will get plenty of targets too. Jaden Reed didn't do that. I thought Matt LaFleur kind of admitting he should have gotten Jaden Reed more involved is the equivalent of that. So maybe there is going to be more work for Jaden Reed or around the red zone, but you just can't trust that right now. So I'm going with those first two. And then of the defenses, Chargers or Cowboys, I think it's probably the Cowboys. Like, I feel a bit more confident going against Bryce Young. But if the Jets are available against Mac Jones in Jacksonville, I would rather have that. And I would rather have the Falcons going against either Aiden O'Connell or Desmond Ridder in a revenge game for Desmond Ridder. I would assume most of those defenses, those are widely available, and I feel confident saying both would be defenses I'd rather have over the Chargers or Cowboys.
All right, Dave, thanks for the call. We got some text messages coming in. You can dial it up as well. Nicolay Law, Fan Talk and Text Line, 414-677-1250. What do you got, Charlie?
I think this text actually was from Dave because it was the same exact question, right? The same number.
Fair enough. Let's move on to Ahmed in St. Francis. You're next on Wisconsin Sports Daily with Joe Bartel of RotoWire. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So I was lucky and went up against Cooper Kupp last night.
Nice.
But unfortunately, I had Juwan Jennings, so I'm still not out of the woods. So I need half point PPR. Give me the highest ceiling play out of these three, two of three: Drake London, Malik Nabers, Tony Pollard. Right now, I'm leaning Pollard and London because I think those two have a better chance of getting in the end zone. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good call with the red zone aspect of things. And half-point PPR does change the direction of it a little bit. I'm just nervous. I don't trust the Titans much at all. I think they're one of the worst teams in the league. And they're giving plenty of volume to Tony Pollard, so there is that. I know I want Drake London in my lineup. The Raiders' defense is not very good. Yes, they have Max Crosby, but they don't really present the same issues that Kirk Cousins has been struggling with. Pass rush, which is really going to make him have happy feet and not having any mobility. I want Drake London in my lineup. So to me, it becomes Malik Nabers or Tony Pollard. And the switch back to Tommy DeVito, which I think was announced earlier this week, gives me some pause and ultimately will lean the direction you're going with Tony Pollard. If it was Drew Locke, there's just a volume level of things where Locke is going to keep throwing to the guys. And we saw in Seattle last year, throw to the guys that he likes a lot. But in this case, with Tommy DeVito, I think set the start for the Giants, or at least there was rumors of that earlier this week, I'll play Tony Pollard too.
Talk with Joe Bartel, RotoWire fantasy expert. Follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports. Again, that's JB Fantasy Sports. And you can also tweet at us as well, whether it be at The Fan Milwaukee, or you can also tweet at us at Sparky Radio, and I can see the tweets that are coming in that way, too. Joe, when we talk about this game, Packers and Seahawks, they're saying it's going to be rainy. I've been saying all week it's going to come down to whoever runs the football better. Probably it's going to be who wins this football game. Who do you like from a fantasy perspective in this game?
Yeah, that's a great call, and I get flashbacks to the Lions-Packers game in Lambeau, where Dontavian Wicks and even Dobbs, who's pretty sure-handed of the group, dropped everything, it felt like. So you're right. I would be surprised if it's not a run-oriented attack. And now Kenneth Walker listed as doubtful for this contest. It is not much of a downgrade to Zach Charbonnet, as we saw last week, where he goes nuclear for almost 40 fantasy points. I think the Packers' rushing attack is more comfortably and confidently going to succeed on X amount of drives, whereas the Seahawks are going to rip off big plays. I think both teams are going to score points and will do so on explosive runs, but I'm more concerned that the Seahawks' offensive line just can't consistently do that. And for a lot of the chagrin about the middle of the field being wide open, and rightfully so over the past 2 weeks, Jeff Hafley has made that defense better against the run, certainly better than Joe Barry's defense, which couldn't stop you or I from running the football or doing anything for that matter. And even the Dom Capers era of defenses I thought were really bad against the run too. So we're getting better. I'm talking as if I'm part of the staff.
That's fine. You could do that. You're a Packer fan. You can say we. I have no problems with that, unlike all other right. people. Go ahead.
Okay, well, the Packers are doing a lot better stopping the run, and I think more often than not, they are going to keep the Seahawks in check. I'm more concerned with Jaire Alexander not playing again. I was hoping that he would be out there and actually not erasing DK Metcalf, but taking away Jackson Smith-Njigba. If that play action passes there and they already won the ball, I'm concerned Jackson Smith-Njigba is going to be a major factor because I think Keyshawn Nixon is going to get toasted by him. And Eric Stokes is already kind of just a turnstile right now, a corner, whether he's covering Tyler Lockett or DK Metcalf. So if we can stop the run, then the play action becomes less scary. But I think this is going to whoever has the ball last. Not quite the Thursday version from last week where it's 65 points, but I think the offenses, when it matters most, are both going to be able to move the ball pretty easily.
It's all Joe Bartel, RotoWire Fantasy Expert, Fantasy Football. We do it each and every Friday. If you're new to the show, welcome in. Nicolay Law, Fan Talk, and text line. If you have a question, 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. Zach in McHenry, Illinois, you're next with Joe Bartel. What's up, Zach?
Yeah, hi. I got a half PPR league. I need two flex positions out of these four players. I got Jalen Waddle, Jameson Williams, Tyrone Tracy, and the last one's Keon Coleman.
Yeah, and Keon Coleman will be likely back after an extended absence, but I think he's far outside of that group. So to me, it's those first three. And of the first three, Tyrone Tracy is the immediate start in my mind. I don't think the DeVito difference at quarterback matters for Tyrone Tracy. I'd love to see him more involved as a receiver, but there's a volume. Volume is king. I can't move away from that for Tyrone Tracy. So then it becomes, in the case of Jameson Williams, again, the highest over-under of the Week 15 slate is that Bills-Lions game, and probably rightfully so. Williams did great against the Packers last week, and I think can actually do really, really well against Rasul Douglas in that secondary. So I'm going to play Jameson Williams, hoping for an explosive play or two that gets you in a half-point PPR setting, kind of like those Christian Watson numbers, those four for 120. I think that really is in the realm, except Williams probably chances to score more. So I'm playing Jameson Williams in that group.
All right. Thank you very much, Zach. Thanks for checking in. Again, we do it usually every Football Friday at 4 o'clock, and Joe Bartel really, really good at what he does. Joe, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for having me on. Best of luck to everyone's lineups.